two questions. Would you get together with Ramsey and any other political-minded, oriented people that you trust implicitly, mm-hmm. and give me the names of about five prudent, cautious, super careful, knowledgeable lawyers so we could make general counsel of the committee so that you don't have to send them to jail, so they can tell them ahead of time what not to do. Mm-hmm. Get your division that would handle campaign contributions, stuff like that, because we got a McCarthy-type operation in reverse, and we don't have the immunity that our predecessor had on contributions or cash or anything. And we want to be very careful that we not only follow the rule book, but we even follow it according to Williams' interpretation. So we needed to have no grandma,
yeah.
as general counsel. Because I'd rather the committee fold and go out of existence and not have enough money for the convention than to have something that was properly criticized, like this damned book sale thing. I thought that was a scheme. I never liked it. And Dick McGuire got it. I think my recommendation was that they just take the money. They printed up a lot of books, spent $200,000-$400,000 getting them written and printed, but to take whatever money's left after the actual printing and distribute the books to the companies for their garbage if they needed to, and give them back the rest of the money. I think it'd make us look better. I think we also got to go up with a message pretty soon.
That's kind of a confession of,
yes, it is.
Of error. I mean,
it is. It is.
Might
that you
be
did.
A better charitable way to do it. To
it's just an admission, yeah. that this is not right. It was an error. And I think anybody knows it is. Mm-hmm. And when I just get caught red-handed sometimes, and like God, he shows me, he clocked me at 75, I just have to say, yes, sir, please give me a warning ticket. But you think it out. And the alternative, I think, would be if we could get the Civil Rights Conference made up of Whitney Young and NAACP and Martin Luther King to take this money and use for registration.
I made that proposal some time back. Think about it. I thought put it into the Southern Regional Conference, which is a charitable organization, and is a nonpartisan organization. And they run this voter education project, which has been supported by the foundations. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, if you could get some smart guy go to Ford and go to Rockefeller.
They've already given money.
I understand. Yeah. Go to them and say, now, for every dollar you all put in, Carnegie and Ford, and let's take the 10 or 15 biggest ones, we'll get the National Committee to raise you twice as much, and we'll ask the Republican National Committee to do the same. And then get to Martin Luther King, whoever's head of it, to ask them. And a letter, and ask all the foundations, and ask the committee, and ask the Republicans, and put them in the position of being afraid to register people. And put it on television stations, newspaper ads, Negro radio stations, hand-to-hand workers, every other damn way. And make it overall national registration campaign. Would you like to take that as your extracurricular operation and
yeah.
tell me what to do and give me a name for general counsel?
Yes.
Number two, the Texas State Parks Board is a creature of the legislature of Texas. It has authority to receive donations. It does, in the form of land and money and so forth. We are trying to exercise enough vision and foresight with our little White House, our ranch home, to put together about 2,500 acres That would be Mount Vernon, Monticello, Hermitage, Hoover, Gettysburg type operation as a tourist attraction. Not to be operated by the ladies of the DAR or Mount Vernon or something, but to be operated by the National Park Service as a tourist scenic historical site. We are now, the government's buying up land for the Hoover one. Eisenhower's agreed to give his when he dies, which will be pretty soon. Truman's arranging for his, he's going to be buried on his library. I don't know how his home's going to be connected with it. We owe $200,000-$400,000 that we hope to be able to make privately and pay off ourselves, just pure personal, to make this land clear and this home clear and the guest houses clear and everything like that. Across the river between the two roads, there's 600 to 1,000 acres that should be acquired. It was of no value, $50 an acre. The road was closed there when I was a majority leader. When I was vice president, it was closed. When I became president, the highway department paved it and noticed it picked up a couple hundred thousand, maybe a quarter million people, and that added to the attraction, so they paved the road. Now then, the promoters are selling it up in one-inch lots and a little share of Lyndon Johnson's ranch joining his, and they're charging $3. The beer joints and the honky-tonks and the curio shops are trying to do what they're doing in Hyde Park. And Udall's having hell getting that land around the Hudson because of its expensive nature. There are only six or seven landowners involved, and most of them have agreed to take $450, $500 an acre, which is five times what it ought to be. But that'll work out. They're just going to have a condemnation proceeding. The state has authority. And there are two or three. There's one really bad one from Houston who's a speculator and a promoter that just moved in and bought it up. And he's trying to sell it out for commercial lots right across from the house. The state doesn't have any money. The federal government has a fund that it matches the state funds for acquisition of land. That fund comes from the sale of tickets on your cars to visit national parks, permits. We estimate the total cost of the establishment of the park and the land will be between $500,000 and $1,000,000. They have started soliciting funds. They're getting from $1 to $50,000. I wanted to see if you could get somebody to look at the statute creating the, it's a new statute, the Wildlife Commission and Park Commission. Some lawyer in his spare time. See what authority they have. See if it's adequate. See if there's any policy or ethical reason why the federal government shouldn't match that fund. You'd always agreed to do it. But sometimes a cabinet officer might do something because the president wanted it done. And I just want to look at the ethics of it and the legality of it. The state has complete title to it. It will be turned into a park as soon as it's acquired. A road will be built through it by the highway department of the state. A zoo will be established. Picnic benches will be put in. And it'll be a very much used area with big pecan trees and so on and so forth. Now some of the contributors are coming in. The question is, we have nothing to do with it, we don't pass on it, we don't solicit, we don't even know. But we do have a fellow named Odom, who is not unfriendly, who's chairman of the board, and a man named Dellinger, who is not unfriendly, and Judge Morrison, who is very friendly. They are the three members of the board appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate long before this idea was ever born. The needed question is Braniff Airlines. They serve the capital of Texas, Austin. They serve San Antonio. They're really the only line that does serve them adequately. American stops there on its way to Mexico City, and Eastern stops there. But the line between Dallas and Austin and San Antonio is the Braniff line. And the line coming in from other states is the Braniff line. They have tendered a $25,000 contribution. The president of that line has to the board. He writes a check for it. They asked me last night at this Democratic dinner if they thought it was proper to accept it. I told them I didn't see anything wrong. Kennedy Library accepted it from foreign countries and corporations. It's not anything from which I personally benefit. It's not anything which I'm...
That's to the state group.
That's to the state.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to do is give a couple of $1 million. Ultimately, I'm going to die. But this park has no connection with my ranch. It's across from it. It's across a public highway from it. It's privately acquired by the federal government. So the question is twofold. Is anything wrong with Udall participating, matching the money as he does on any other park they submit? The second question is, should we turn down a corporation like Braniff? They have business every day before the CAB. But I never have told the CAB of an interest in a single case, and they've got given orders not to. But they do it on the grounds that they want to promote $1 million worth of tourism a year. And that they have an Alamo and they contribute to the maintenance of it. And that they do things of this type. They support the travel bureaus, I think. But they have a big advertising campaign to, in the Saturday Evening Post and Life and other places, to travel in this country and in Latin America. And this is a kickoff for Latin America. And it's an hour's drive from their key points, Austin and San Antonio. I talked to Arthur Krim. He saw not anything in the world wrong. But the governor saw nothing wrong. But I want to lean over backwards and I want to see if some enemy, Marcus Child this morning says that the President's Club was headed by George Brown, a great contractor. Now, we couldn't get him to come in. And the money's all raised, and we had some of the folks contact him day before yesterday to make a contribution. But he had nothing to do with the organization, the President's Club. He hadn't owned Brown Root. He sold out several years ago. But that doesn't keep him from writing the McCarthy stories in reverse, kind of the guilt association, the smear, like Drew Pearson and the Post does with Dodd and the Star. And he's always pointed out as a friend of mine, not a friend of theirs, or not a friend of the vice president's, or not a friend of Senator Kennedy, and not a friend of anybody but me. And I guess that's natural.
Is that, on the Braniff thing, was that a corporate gift or
personal? Yes, I don't know, but I'm sure it would be corporate. I'm sure they want to deduct it.
Yeah.
They tell me that they spend a lot of advertising. They showed me they got a big campaign, several million, since they've taken it over. And they tell me they've doubled their stock and that they've got very progressive management. And they're trying to make them travel in America and in the hemisphere instead of going abroad.
I don't see anything wrong with it either way. I just trying to get the...
They didn't say. The chairman of the tax board had his wife, the park board, come to my table and say, we were afraid to take a check from a corporation. They've got several foundations. George Brown's foundation would give money to other foundations. But it's not a public fund. And more than the others are, it's not published, but it would be. We got to expect it. It would be.
That's one of the reasons I asked if it was a corporate one or not, because corporate gift would be, stockholders would know.
Yeah.
But I think it has to be on